Welcome to Kids for Truth Devotionals for April 9th. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 and 18. One of the hardest commandments in the Bible is that we ought to pray. Prayer takes serious thought and time. Have you ever started to pray, but then got interrupted or distracted? What is prayer? Prayer is talking to God. When we talk to God, we develop our relationship with Him. God is the only perfect source of power, strength, and wisdom. The disciples wanted to know how to communicate with God and to have a relationship with God, so they asked Jesus to teach them to pray. Early in life, it's wise to learn how to pray, when to pray, and what to pray. Each person is different, and each person prays differently, but each prayer is precious in the sight of God. He hears, knows what's in your heart, and wants you to talk to Him. Prayer gives honor and glory to God. A man named Fenelon, who lived from 1651 to 1715, wrote this, "Let us not be content to pray morning and evening, but let us live in prayer all day long. All should become prayer, that is, a loving consciousness of God's presence." Read Matthew 6, 5 through 13, if you have a few minutes to do that right now. Prayer is not difficult to do, but it does take determination. Will you decide to pray? Will you intend to pray? Will you make yourself pray? Will you ask God to help you to pray? Will you pray? God wants us to pray, and He teaches and enables us to pray if we will ask Him. Do I spend thought and time in prayer? What distractions and interruptions keep me away from talking to God? How can I change around my priorities so that my relationship with God comes first? This has been Kids for Truth Devotionals for April 9th.